Mia Eagledon.
And you live in Valla?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so how much rain has Valla had so far?
I think we had 125, then we got another 20 this morning, so 145 all up.
You're down here at the sandbagging station. You must be a little worried.
Yeah, we had the RMS guy come through and he said you might get some water through if you had a big flood. So we figured better safe than sorry.
Yeah. So you brought your truck down. How many sandbags will you take home?
I'm working on 25 at this stage. It depends on when my back gives up.
Has your place flooded before?
No, it hasn't. We've only just moved in. We've spoken to the previous owners, and in 2009 it didn't flood, so we're hoping that everything will be okay. But we figured we'll just store the sandbags for a later date.
How else are you preparing?
We've just got some sausages, we've got the barbie, we've got the torch. I'll pick up some more food. And then we figure we're near the highway, so if it all goes terribly wrong, we'll just run up the hill and wave at the cars.
And what's your name?
Jordana Hinton.
Right, Jordana, you're filling up a few sandbags. Whereabouts do you live?
Near the op shops on the other side of the mall.
Yeah, just in Coffs Harbour.
Yeah.
Now, the place where you live that does flood, is that right?
Yeah, it has a creek behind it.
Coffs Creek gets right up there, doesn't it? I remember the flood of, when was that? 2009.
Yeah.
And there has been some reference to, oh no, I hope it's not as big as 2009, this one that's coming. Yeah. What do you know what happened in 2009?
I think it was the same, just like lots of rain and stuff, but because they've fixed up the Caramba Dam, I hope it's not going to be that bad.
Yeah, and there's a few flood detention basins now too, so fingers crossed. Okay, good luck.
Thank you.
Bill Roffey is the unit controller of the Coffs Harbour SES. I'm here at the Coffs Harbour City unit where everyone is very busy. The Orange Army are sort of filling sandbags, and the Swift Water Rescue Team is already dressed in their wetsuits. I mean, there is some... How many people are on board today?
We've got about 27 on board today, and also a strike team or a task force from Fire and Rescue New South Wales available to us as well. So in total, probably about 60 people.
Mm. We're hearing up at the Northern Rivers that a lot of their crew went down to the Hunter in Newcastle and Sydney to help with their recent storms, so they're quite tired. What about Coffs Harbour? I mean, how are the personnel here?
We had about 24 people in total go down to the Hunter as well. I was recalled from the Hunter on Wednesday to come back and cope with this one or deal with this one. So it's been a busy time for everybody, but we have a policy on fatigue management, so people have to have days off and rests.
Mm, that's good. That was wild, that Sydney storm, followed by the hailstorm as too. What was so surprising about that East Coast low was the wind, the gale force and the damaging winds. Are we expecting anything like that here?
Not really. Hopefully the winds will stay down. They're sort of saying 30 to 60 kilometre an hour winds with gusts up to about 90 kilometres an hour. With the ground being so wet, that's when trees start falling over, and that's what happened down the Hunter. There were some huge trees came out of the ground.
Mm. What do you expect?
Well, we'll get hopefully nothing, but in fact we will probably get more flood-threatening jobs, hopefully no inundation of properties. People are really, really good in Coffs Harbour at looking after themselves, and people are over at Brelsford Park filling sandbags now, so that's great for Coffs Harbour, it really is.
Just heard reports that Grafton had something like 100 millimetres in a couple of hours. What sort of rainfall are you expecting over the next day or two?
Well, they're talking about up to isolated locations of 350 millimetres over a short period of time, or it could be even higher. Back in 2009, down in Boambi area, it was something like 758 millimetres of rain in a very short couple of hours, and the Bureau of Meteorology people said that is about as much water that could fall out of the sky at any one time as could fall out of the sky at any one time. It was a lot of water and a lot of rain. I don't expect that much here again. I mean, that was exceptional.
In the meantime, while we wait for this East Coast low, it is completely action stations here at the SES headquarters in Coffs Harbour. How would you describe this preparation period?
Well, it's sort of very preemptive stuff, and dare I say, here in Coffs, we're a fairly well-oiled machine. We've had many events over the years, and two so far this year, one in February and one in March. So people know what to do, certainly the members of the unit know what to do, and it all just falls into place and drops into place and people do what they have to do. So we're able to manage very well. There's a great team of people here, and they're all very community-minded, so they just get out and do it.